Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis, and today I'm joined by Ashley Makey from the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. But before we get into any of that, because you're a new voice on the show, I'd like to just do a little introduction of, you know, tell us who you are.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you already introduced me by name, so I guess I don't need to do that anymore. But I am Ashley Makey. I work as the Communications Coordinator with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. Been there for since 2019.
Oh, so yeah, you got one partial year of pre-pandemic, and then you got to do the majority of your time in it, which I'm in the same boat with radio. I did the exact same thing. But before we get into that as well, because I don't have a lot of dealings with it, so how would you explain to someone who doesn't know what the Multicultural Association does?
Yes, for sure. So our vision is to unite through diversity. Unity and diversity is our mission statement. Or our vision, sorry. Our mission statement's a bit longer. But we offer different programs, events, and services throughout the years. To help newcomers, to help showcase different cultures that are within our local community. We have our Welcome Center, which helps us connect newcomers to different services. Services, if they need to find jobs, if they need to get into the housing market or schools for their children. It's to help people who might, English might not be their strong suit, so we make sure we can connect people with what they need in the community to help them feel more comfortable. We offer interpretation and translation services for both verbal and documentation needs. And pretty much covering a whole bunch of different things. We just finished our financial literacy program, which I know Jay was on the show not too long ago about. So that went really well. That's always a really good program to go out and attend each year.
Yeah, I do recall that. I actually even caught up with Jay at the recent event for Imagination Library. I think you guys were actually out there as well.
Yes, I believe we even had sponsored a table out there too, so
I did want to say, because something you really notice when you come to Fort McMurray for the first time is you really notice how culturally diverse this area is. And recently I had actually found some stats on StatsCan that was released that showed just how diverse immigration here is in Fort McMurray and how prevalent it is. So I got to ask, how important do you feel these programs are for people?
It's very important. You'd be surprised at how many people come in and they don't know where to look. Like, I mean, even as somebody who's lived in Alberta, Fort McMurray, for the majority of my life, finding jobs could be very hard for some people, especially if you don't know where to look. So it's really nice to have these services like our Welcome Center and like our programs that we offer to help these people feel like they're more at home in the community.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like the supermarket of job skills. You know, you can just pop in there and, oh, I need a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And personally, I have to say, like, even some of the stuff that when I was speaking, like we mentioned before, where Jay was talking about some of the financial stuff, there was a lot of stuff that he was explaining that I didn't know. Like, I'm from Canada. I'm from Alberta. And I didn't know some of the stuff that he was even bringing up and mentioning that I had no idea. So very important. But before we get too off track here, let's talk about the upcoming festival.
Yes. So our Multiculturalism Day, which is going to be on June 11th at Heritage Park Village. We're going to be hosting that from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day. And it's kind of like if anybody's ever been to the Expo. It's a cultural showcase, but it's a lot smaller than Expo. Expo's our big, big event. This is more of a summer festival event. So we're going to have showcases of cultural performances. There's going to be food vendors from all over the world. We have, I believe, I have 9 written down here. I know we have at least 11, so different vendors. So
okay. No, that's good. I like these kind of events because, yeah, it's a good way to kind of immerse yourself into so many new cultures and to try some great food as well. We are just going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we return, we're going to continue talking about the Multicultural Society's upcoming festival on June 11th.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis, and today I'm joined with Ashley Makey from the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, and we're chatting about the festival coming up at Heritage Park Village on June 11th. And I just wanted to ask you, Ashley, so let's say I'm heading down there. I'm getting my ticket at the front. As soon as I walk through, what am I seeing? What can I expect?
Okay, so yeah, of course, it's a family event. So there's when you come in, where it's going to be outside, and there we're going to have different activity booths. We're going to have different food vendors that you can go up to and purchase some delicious foods from all over. I'm really looking forward to that part. Always do. And we're going to have in the center a stage with different performances from all over the world, too. So off the top of my head, I know we're going to have some indigenous performances, some Filipino performances, Indian performances, and so many more. We're always very excited to showcase like the fun side of the cultures as well, you know, and to help promote all of that. And then it is a family event, so we're going to have activity booths such as like henna painting, face painting, balloons, and all of that.
Okay. But let's say I go down there and I'm like, oh, why isn't there more haggis shown here? Why isn't this culture shown more? Why isn't there more Scottish culture in here or whatever? Is there a way that somebody can contact you and be like, hey, I would love to showcase my culture here? How would they go about doing that?
We are always looking for new cultures to showcase. If you come by and you happen to see that, isn't there a booth for my particular culture? You can always reach out to us and talk to us about it. We are always happy to reach out and showcase what you have. So just reach out to our events coordinator, Rasha, and at events@mcawb.org. And she's the main contact for most of these events. So she'd be the one to talk to about getting your culture and your group in.
That's awesome to hear. And another thing I'd love to be able to hear, let's say, so I'm a huge procrastinator, which I'm, from what I've seen, a lot of people in Fort McMurray are. So can I just show up at the door, buy a ticket at the door, or do I have to pre-order online or anything like that?
So we are setting up a both in-person ticketing system as well as an online ticketing system. We are giving away 100 free swag bags for the first, 100 people to arrive. That's regardless of if you buy in person or if you buy online. It's whoever shows up first. So we want to make sure that everyone has that opportunity to get in on that. So we will be posting our ticketing information here soon, within the next week, I'm hoping. And we're going to be selling tickets at $5 a person or $20 for 5 tickets if you have a family.
Wow, that's a pretty darn good deal. And I can't see those 100 swag bags lasting too long, because I know anytime I go to one of these, I always want to be one of the first, because you don't want that particular food item to be out. So you got to be first, get it nice and fresh, and make sure you get some. I did want to ask you, Ashley, so is this the first year in person or at least since the last 2 years?
No, so this is different from what we've done in the past with our Multiculturalism Day. Usually we have either a social media blitz, or last year we had our poetry showcase. This year, because now that restrictions are loosening up, don't want to say that.
Knock on wood, yes.
Yes, now that restrictions are loosening up, we really want to be able to get out to the community and see everybody once again. So this is a new, the first annual. We're hoping to do it again next year if it goes well.
Well, I definitely hope it does go another year for sure. I did want to ask you, because you're a part of the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. This is kind of a cultural event to showcase your cultures. How important is it to allow people to showcase and to be able to brag about their culture and for people to be able to see other people's cultures?
It's a really good question. It is a really good question because, it's very important. It allows people to be themselves. It allows people to I think it's really important because, like culture is who we are. I mean, it's where we come from, and it allows us to express ourselves. And when we can appreciate where other people come from, it helps bring us in closer together. Again, going back to our vision statement is unity and diversity. You can learn so much from different cultures. I mean, just me working here for the last, what, 3-4 years now, I've learned so much from other cultures because they look at the world in a different way from, say, how my family and my culture looked. And I think that's very important for a community because it just, like, it's good to have a view of everything from different sides, you know?
Yeah, I do for sure. But I also know we unfortunately have to take our last commercial break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we return, we're going to continue chatting with Ashley Makey with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo to talk about their upcoming festival happening on June 11th.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis, and if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Ashley Makey from the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo to talk about their really awesome festival coming up on June 11th. I did want to ask you, Ashley, that's a tough one, about doing the festival this year. You've kind of switched it up a little way. So what was it that convinced you to do it different?
Well, I think it's because, like, we always have our Multicultural Expo in February, which has always been a fantastic event. And it was unfortunate that we weren't able to do it in person again this year. We're hoping for next year, crossing fingers, knock on wood. But we were looking at that and going, well, we have people coming from Calgary to come visit the Multicultural Expo. I remember when we had, I think it was the Minister for Culture, and he's from Calgary. And he was even saying, it's too bad you couldn't do it in person. I go there every year, it's in person. And I went, wow, that's, you go across the whole province just to come see the Multicultural Expo in Wood Buffalo. And try the food and watch the performances. And we thought, well, we wanted to try it out for the summertime. It's a festival season. People want to go out, they want to bring their kids out, and sometimes February is just a rough time to kind of do that because it's cold. But the nice thing about our expo though is that it is inside, and we had that big venue, which is always good every year. We never had any issues with that, but we wanted to try it on a smaller scale in the summer.
So I know you're not supposed to count your chickens before they hatch, but I'm going to. This event is going to be amazing. It's going to fill right up. What's your plans for next year after this one does so incredibly well?
You're right. It's hard to say before the event actually happens, but with how smoothly everything's going right now, I'm really hoping that we are going to be able to do the same thing. And next year, maybe have even more people come out and showcase their cultures.
All right. I like that you're sharing in with the enthusiasm here. That's great. So right now, I think I'm going to leave it up to you to reiterate how amazing this festival is going to be and why people should come down.
Yep. So the event itself, again, June 11th at Heritage Park, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a Saturday, so it's a perfect opportunity to bring out your family and friends. It's for all ages. There's going to be food booths from around the world, cultural performances from different cultures.
Very different,
but also very, very much just as fun as all the rest. So there's going to be face painting, balloons, and henna for your kids if you have them. And tickets will be $5 for one ticket or 20 for five.
It sounds like a great deal to me. So that's all the questions that I had, Ashley. If there's anything you'd like to add and something to leave us on, the floor is all yours.
Yeah, if you're ever looking to learn out more about the Multicultural Association or our Welcome Center or any of those services, we do have a website, mcawb.org. We also do have a Facebook page, which we post on very regularly at Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, same with Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, we would love to see you all on June 11th.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming down. I appreciate chatting with you, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Huge thanks to Ashley Makey from the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo for joining me today. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed it and you want to hear more, you can head over to our website at mix1037fm.com, where I'm sure you can find a podcast somewhere there that you will find entertaining. I'm Adam Ophis. I will speak to you again on Monday.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.